Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, July 19th. In the news this morning, overnight e-buy prices were December corn down 0.75 cents, December wheat up 0.75 cents, and November beans down 4.25 cents. Currently, we've got the dollar up 51 ticks. We're at 95.33. That's the highest we've been on this contract. So very strong dollar out here. Export sales this morning, a little bit of an uptick in the wheat, but nothing great. 300,000 metric tons. Corn was decent, 1.42. That was combined for this year and next year. And beans wasn't bad either, 865. Again, that was combined old crop and new crop. We did see a few cancellations on the bean side. And we're starting to see some, you know, new buyers show up into the bean market. Mexico, Pakistan, the Netherlands. So people around the world are taking advantage of our very discounted beans to anybody else around the world. And we're starting to see a pickup in demand, as we would hope and expect. The weather around the country, still hot and dry in, you know, a few places, certainly western Illinois, southeastern Iowa, into Missouri, Arkansas, still hot and dry. On average, it's not bad. There's still some wet areas out there, but we don't see anything that's really earth-shaking enough to really draw down these yields to any extent at all. We expect to see the government inch up corn production and soybean production as we move ahead, but there are a few issues out there. Is any of that going to overcome the concerns over the trade war? No. Talk today says that maybe the U.S. might have a separate deal with Mexico and a separate deal with Canada instead of the NAFTA agreement. The Chinese seem like they want to stick their, grind their heels into this thing. The president doesn't seem to be willing to yield. So there might not be anything here until maybe after the elections. So when it's all said and done, we don't see enough really to boost this market significantly higher. I think the pros will certainly look to sell rallies. But maybe we can find something out here to shake the funds in. Maybe the technicals turn a little bit friendlier. But we still have the funds heavily short corn, heavily short beans, incredibly short bean oil. They are long a little bit of meal. They're still long some wheat out here. So we'll see where it goes. But, I'm hoping something will shake the funds out of their short corn and bean positions. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call. 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.